fam?
What up, fam?
It's good, y'all. Feels good, right?
Woo! Good, right?
Yeah, I know it, dude. And without further ado, we broadcasting live from CA to NY.
Hello, me.
Hello, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Everyone say hello to my dog, Lenny, who's on the podcast today.
Hello, Lenny.
Welcome. Welcome to El Club de Drama. This is our Afternoon Delight episode.
This is a mini episode in which we discuss mini drama, celebrities, gossip, scandals.
Yep. So the world is still reeling because of the coronavirus, COVID-19.
Right. We're up in here quarantined.
Quarantined, separate, but equal.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because I'm white and you're black.
We're drinking out of separate water fountains and shit. You know what it is.
Yeah, you know how it is. You know how it be, guys. Yeah, so everybody's keeping their ass at home, I hope.
Where they belong.
Yes. Show us what you're cooking.
Ooh, yeah.
That is one of my favorite things on Instagram right now, is that everybody's cooking at home.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, Cece, hella.
I actually kind of felt a little bit bad about that today because I've been cooking a lot.
Me too.
But cooking is one of my major hobbies, so I'm always cooking. But I thought to myself, damn, at least in this early stage, I should have been ordering, you know, to kind of help the local businesses, because it's getting dire out there.
It's going to get tough for them.
Yeah.
One restaurant that I like going to actually posted like a lot of their produce and was like, does anybody want to come buy produce from us? Yeah. Because they have way too much, you know? What's he mad about?
We're all mad, Bruno.
I know. Bruno is all of us just barking for attention.
Next, Bruno's going to start dropping his news. Yeah. Bruno's going to start an OnlyFans.
Bruno is a little pervert. Who is he barking at? Yeah, I don't know what's up with him. Anyways, so what are you guys doing to pass the time? Let us know. 505-539-556.
Ooh, thank you for people dropping suggestions about what books to read and stuff. That's nice.
Yeah, that is super cool.
That's nice of y'all.
I also like all the free videos and like classes people are offering.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At this time, for sure.
A lot for kids, too, which I know that's really hard for a lot of people who have kids right now.
You know, we were ahead of the curve on this one because this podcast has always been for free.
Very true. I see people making jokes about how they're going to start a podcast and I'm like,
good
well,
luck with that.
I'm ahead of the curve on that one. Two steps ahead of you.
Our beloved celebrities, they're doing what they can.
Yeah.
Some people are actually doing stuff. Shout out to Ciara and Russell Wilson.
And Russell Wilson, yep. 1 million meals, right?
Yeah. And the Currys.
Oh, yeah. The Currys, too.
Yeah.
See? It's all the nice people. Actually, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, too. I thought it was cute. They did a 1 million donation split between a Canadian charity and a U.S. charity since he's Canadian.
Oh, good for them. Still got married on a plantation, though.
Yeah, but this is still nice.
I just listened to the Crazy Days and Nights podcast about Scarlett Johansson, which is obviously Ryan Reynolds heavy. I always forget that they were married.
Yeah, how long were they married for?
About a year.
Oh, fuck.
But he...
I got jackets older than that shit.
But he talks so much shit on Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, he just says that he's really... If he's not the center of attention, he gets mad at everyone.
That seems about right.
And she's like that too, that I guess. So it's a very volatile marriage. Yeah.
He seems like a Jimmy Fallon,
Justin Timberlake
vibe. Yeah. Like somebody who wants all the attention.
So he said, you can't have two divas in a marriage.
Oh, of course not. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Shout out to Christian Siriano, whose
fashion
team is now sewing masks for New York hospitals. That's amazing. And what a way for the fashion world to give back.
Oh, for sure.
I hope
Christian also just always does stuff like that, I think.
Yeah.
Always steps up when and where he can.
Yeah, he's always going for the underdog, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Hopefully more fashion houses could do something like that, because there's a lot of you, especially in Italy.
Yeah, I hear that a lot of the perfume manufacturers from Chanel, Louis Vuitton, are changing their whole production line to make it sanitizer. Okay. That's cool.
There's a distillery and a brewery right here that are doing that too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, you might be surprised the way that even us regular schmegula folks can help.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out.
Just for...
Do what you
even
can.
Even just for people in like your immediate circle or community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's about as much as some of us could do, but that's great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even just... being mindful when you go to the stores.
Yes.
Jesus,
yes.
Man.
Or keeping your distance from people.
Yes.
I had to go to the phlebotomist.
Uh-huh.
And there was a little line to check uh-huh. in. And there was somebody right all up on me behind me. And I was like, can you give me some space, please?
And then I hate having to say that because you seem like a diva, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a mask, so I already felt some type of way.
On top of it, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't care. I wear my mask everywhere. People fucking look at me. You could look. I'm trying to be safe.
What are you fucking looking at, dude?
Yeah, don't fucking look at me, dude. I had to go to Target because my mom needed soap to do the dishes. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to go herself. And I was like, just let me go.
Yeah.
So I passed by Target on my way home. That day, my job was still open. So on my way home from work and... I was like walking through the clothes and stuff, you know, like trying to get be away from people and people.
Do they have curbside right now?
Not that one.
At Target?
No, not that one. Yeah. I got some soap and laundry detergent. I did like Target's vibe because they were all up in that section and mm-hmm. they were like one per person. Like people were trying to put multiple stuff into their cart and they were like, mm-hmm. no, one per person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people don't know how to fucking act.
I know. Like, what are you going to do? How much fucking laundry you got? We're not leaving the house.
Exactly.
Except, I mean, I am working out. And so I do got laundry, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it.
I've been wearing the same pajamas for like
days. No, I can't do that, too. Part of it for me is just like I have to like put on clothes and shower because otherwise mm-hmm. I'll get like real depressed.
Depressed. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. But okay, so some of us are doing more than others. But another group of celebrities led by Gal Gadot decided that they were going to do their part.
Yeah. And their part included singing John Lennon's Imagine.
Which now is not the time.
No.
Not now, arguably not ever. But
yeah.
But we're not right now. Like, what? How are you helping? And it wasn't even attached to anything. It wasn't even like everyone who participated is dropping $100,000 into this charity
that
or some shit.
Been something to talk about.
It was just like some self-indulgent.
Yeah, all of them trying to sing and shit. Kristen Wiig all up in that shit trying to hit a note.
My girl Kristen Wiig. I was like, no, not you, not you.
It's kind
a lot of people I liked. I was like, Natalie, no, yeah. No. Natalie Portman, no, not you.
Honestly, Gal, she's like, it's so random that you did this. You're so likable. And
Mark Ruffalo, you're woke. Just go talk about fracking. Did you know that RuPaul is fracking?
What the fuck?
That was something we didn't talk about last week.
Where do you get your news from?
It was like a little nugget that was revealed on his NPR interview.
Oh my gosh.
He talked about how he and his partner bought like 6,500 acres in Wyoming or some shit, and they leased it out to the government so they could frack
what
on it.
What the hell,
I was like,
May?
What the fuck?
What else? Oh, Amanda Bynes.
Oh yeah, Amanda.
So that's something we didn't talk about last time. Go ahead, May.
Oh, yeah. So Amanda Bynes, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how she was engaged.
Yeah, to some cholo from San Bernardino County.
Yep. And then I don't even think we got a chance to talk about it. They broke up.
Yeah, seriously. Right after that, they broke up. And I was like, okay, like kind of everybody kind of saw that coming.
Yeah. But now she's pregnant, y'all.
This is a San Bernardino love story if I ever heard one.
In the midst of a crisis. I mean.
Yeah. No, but on a serious note, her family did issue a statement and her lawyer as well saying that she's she's going to seek treatment in relation to her mental health issues.
Is she really pregnant, though?
She is pregnant, yeah.
Okay, because for a moment I thought, ooh, what if it's just she's a manic episode, or because she doesn't tell the truth always when she's going through stuff like this, especially when she's on drugs.
Right.
Or sometimes she tells too much of the truth.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. And it's just that you're not credible in that time. So who fucking knows, you know, really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, but thank goodness she's getting help.
Yeah. It's just scary because, you know, a lot of this could be a symptom of whatever's going on.
Yeah.
It's like very serious decisions happening all at once.
Right. Yeah. And who is this clown who's taking advantage of her?
I told you.
I don't want to speculate that he's taking advantage of her, but he's fucking taking advantage of her.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that. I hate it. But okay. So this is good news, I guess, because it just seemed like so much news behind news behind news on her end. Okay. Someone's stepping in.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's always had good parents who really are trying to look out for the best.
What else?
Oh, Vanessa Hudgens, duh.
Ooh, that's the big one.
That's the biggest thing that happened this week.
So Vanessa Hudgens got on Al Gore's internet to to say that basically that she doesn't get what the big deal is. It seems like a lot of people are going to die, but a lot of people die anyway. And she kind of shrugged her shoulders and said, I don't know if I should be saying that. Spoiler alert, you shouldn't.
Yeah. It's just the way she said it too. Like, she was making her voice like really stupid and like, like, mm-hmm. I mean, some people are going to die.
Yeah.
Like totally saying it like all flipping and
Right. Like
an idiot, man.
Right. Tell that to the friends and family of the people that are dying.
Yeah. You don't care because it's not affecting you, because that's how fucking small you think.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I will say, though, that her hair looked fucking fantastic, though.
It did look good.
You know how, like, on Twitter, it plays the video before you can hear the audio?
Right.
But so when it was passing by, it was like, oh, her hair looks good. Yeah. Then I clicked it. I was like, oh no.
Baby, what is you doing? Yeah, so then with the quickness, she got some heat.
Yeah. The whole internet jumped on her, which, I mean, I think she needed to get called out on this for sure, because a lot of people think this way.
Yeah.
And I almost think it might have been useful to have her as the sacrificial lamb. I mean, it's a fucked up thing to say, but
who cares? What the hell is she in? Or what the hell has she done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that when everyone jumped on her for the stupidity of what she was thinking and what she was saying, I think that it might have caused other people to look at, okay, well, if I've been thinking the same thing, maybe I've been wrong.
Definitely. And so then she issued a notes apology.
Hey.
And if you follow us on Twitter, you saw it.
First coronavirus notes app apology, I think. Actually, no. The first coronavirus notes app apology was Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that asshole. That fucking little punk.
He also donated like $1 million.
Yeah, he should, because that motherfucker, that was so rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then Vanessa obviously took her notes app to say that she was wrong and she hears everybody and she's taking it seriously or whatever.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I saw Hillary Duff, all her little friends, all the little people in her cohort saying, stay the fuck home.
Yeah, Hillary Duff was really cute. She was just like, go home.
Go home. Go home. Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Like, literally the whole cast of High School Musical has been doing, like, some little dance thing. And, like, she's not invited because she's problematic.
She's not invited to the cookout.
She's not.
Mm. And you know what? I had goodwill for her after Grease. That's the only thing I've ever seen her in.
And remember, it was like crazy because her dad.
Yeah, her dad died literally the night before.
Right.
And she still, the show must go on, and she was low key the best thing about that.
Yeah. And no. And then she just kind of lives her life like never really causing any problem or anything up until now. She went and put a fucking foot in her mouth.
Ugh, and on the best hair day of her life,
I know.
Too.
Imagine you wasted the best hair day of your life on some embarrassing shit like that.
No, God.
That's
no.
Fucked up. You're not going to get...
ruin your legacy.
A hair day like that only comes around once every 500 years, just like this pandemic.
Yeah, don't get it twisted, guys. Also, we're taking it seriously.
We're so taking it seriously. Are you kidding me? You know how many times I've yelled at my mother this week?
Oh, God. Yeah, I've been yelling internally. Because so that's how the fuck I live my life.
Yeah,
because
you don't yell.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying.
Yeah, no. Do the things that make you happy and so that you don't get into a slump. Because it is really hard to stay inside and just...
Mm-hmm. And to not know when.
Yeah.
You know.
And for me too, like, it's really hard. Like, all the days are merging into one for me. Like, I don't... Ooh. I'm having a hard time. Like, what fucking day is it? You know,
I hope that day is a Friday.
It feels more like a Wednesday. I know, it's just like so weird because my week is monotonous. Like, I usually have court and
yeah,
there's a lot more stuff going on in my life.
So the other day I lost an earring on the floor.
Where?
In my room on the floor. And I was just like on the floor straight up for over an hour looking for that shit.
That's a fun thing to pass the time.
And I started thinking about that famous thing from Keeping Up with the Kardashians where Kim loses her earring.
And her sister walks out all ridiculous.
Yeah. And she, what did
she
tell
like,
her?
Kim, there's people that are dying.
Yes, yes, yes. That was me.
That's amazing.
I found that shit though.
Yo, shout out to the Kardashians. I've been thinking about them because if they didn't have all that money, imagine how crazy they would look after this quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
Without all the injectables.
Sure. I know.
Readily available, but yeah, you know, they got house people. They got house nurses, house estheticians and shit.
I've been thinking about that too. I was like, oh, thank God I got laser hair removal too, because I would be coming out this like a motherfucking yeti.
Oh, same.
I had to ration the everything but the bagel seasoning.
Oh man, they didn't have it at TJ's.
I'm not going to motherfucking TJ's. Are you kidding me?
Which market have you gone to?
Albertsons.
Okay.
Vons.
Okay.
Yeah, TJ's I heard is insane, and it's always insane. So
okay, yeah, don't go there. See, yeah. I live in the IE. TJ's is like more laid back for me than like a Vons.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Super King.
They're chill.
Yeah, I heard they're
chill. I went to Superior. It is chill. Nobody's tripping over there. They're not tripping over there.
No one knows what the fuck is going on. Like, they're
like, what? Corona, ¿qué? Acá está Corona.
Aisle 7.
¿Qué le hace?
What else did I want to tell you?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that another thing that got me tripping, like, oh man, people are dying situation is, dude, 3 weeks ago, I bought the sluttiest little outfit and I cannot wait to wear it.
3 weeks ago, it was fucking cold. How are you speaking that far ahead in your sluttiness? God damn.
Because I went to Nordstrom and they had, you know, they have those clearance racks.
No, is that the hoe section? Bitch, I'm married. I don't go to that section.
So I peeped the clearance rack and I was like, oh, this is thotty. I was like, oh, thinking ahead. Oh, for the springtime.
Yeah.
The springtime. Time for everything to start popping out.
Oh, my God.
I put it on, fit like... Chef's kiss, like a motherfucking glove, like all the gloves we should be wearing when we're going out, like a nitrile, like a latex glove.
This shit fits like an N95 mask, baby. I'm on my way.
Body banging. And now, first of all, don't know when I'm ever going to get to wear it. Also, is it going to fit?
We'll figure that out. We'll add a jacket. Add a jacket or something. Don't worry about that shit, man. Yeah. Yo, I was for real thinking though, it sucks because we're probably not gonna be able to go to Vegas before Tiff leaves now.
I know.
That sucks. And who knows when Nan's going to be able to come down. Or
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we got to see each other one last time.
I know, me. No, seriously.
Anyway, you got a quickie for us, Steph?
Oh, I got a quickie for you guys. So I had told May I wanted to do this little quickie because it's a good transition from Vanessa Hudgens.
Hey.
Because if you know who the hell Vanessa Hudgens is, you definitely know who Zac Efron is. He rose to fame just like Vanessa when he starred in the Disney teen musical film High School Musical. In 2006, he and Vanessa started a kind of like high profile-ish teen romance during the filming of that series. Yeah. And people who were fans of High School Musical were super into Zac and Vanessa together, remember?
Yeah, I remember. They were a young power couple.
Yeah, and do you remember people being crazy into High School Musical too?
Not people our age, even though they're our age, right?
Yeah.
But I think it was marketed towards younger people.
Yeah. But you could see like High School Musical shit everywhere.
Backpacks and like t-shirts. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So they were kind of like a hot little teen thing. Kind of like when Robert Pattinson dated Kristen Stewart while the Twilight series was going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember the president was really into them too?
Yeah.
Before he was president.
Yeah.
He would be tweeting about them all the time. Like, Robert, dump her ass. Yeah. She's cheating on you.
So weird. So Zac was like a little teen heartthrob in the late outs. He got a side sweeping hairstyle. He had a little chiseled chin. And as he was growing up, he was becoming more and more hot.
Yeah.
He starred in 2007's Hairspray, which was a huge hit. And a comedy movie, 17 again, with Leslie Mann and Matthew Perry. Then he broke up with Vanessa, thank God, and began being seen around town with different ladies.
Hey.
So after a few more movies, he was able to do what every actor wants to do. Be in a cartoon movie.
Oh, which one?
The Lorax.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember it. This is that Dr. Seuss thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think that's like a cool thing for actors to do because it seems way more low key.
Yeah, super chill.
And you still get fucking paid because those those movies make money.
But they take a long time. It's not like they take a couple of years, but you can just drop by every few weeks or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So he lent his voice to the film The Lorax, which May said was based off the Dr. Seuss children's books. The cast included Betty White, Taylor Swift, Ed Helms, Jenny Slate, and Danny DeVito.
Ooh, what a nice cast.
Yeah. So it's March 2nd, 2012, and we're at the most awaited event of the year, the Lorax premiere.
Danny DeVito is his limoncello finest.
Danny DeVito's drunk on limoncello.
Betty White's hair is the whitest it has ever been.
It's white as snow. So Zac arrives, man of the hour, to the orange carpet full of cartoon characters and kids and some weird kid shit.
Is he the Lorax?
No, he's the main little boy, though.
Oh, okay.
He's wearing a white shirt, blue jeans, black leather jacket, some
jeans?
Ray-Bans. Yeah, he's wearing jeans.
This is a fucking red carpet.
It's not. It's orange. I'm telling
it's orange.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's kind of like a kid one. So he doesn't look out of place, but he is definitely dressed down.
Okay.
He's kind of like a textbook joke version of cool with what he shows up wearing. So he's walking the orange carpet with his hands in his pocket, posing for some pictures, when he decides to take his glasses off and then hands his assistant or agent or somebody who's like standing to the side of him a bunch of stuff that he had in his pocket. So he pulls his hand out and hands her some coins or some shit, and along with it drops a condom straight on the floor of the orange carpet.
Teaching these kids lessons.
I have
no choice but to say it.
He immediately jumps down and picks it up and shoves it back in his pocket, and he kind of like sighs, like you just visibly see him sigh really loud. And then he puts his glasses back on, so it's pretty obvious that something happened, but hopefully nobody really saw, or at least no kids.
What kind of condom was it?
I don't know.
This is very important information. Is he a lambskin guy? A magnum guy?
Are we going
guy?
Organic? What's going on? We're going ribbed.
Oh, ribbed for her pleasure kind of man. Okay.
So too bad for little Zac. He's in a full-blown press tour for the little children's movie. The very next day, he stops by the Today Show and talks to our best friend, Matt Lauer, about the premiere.
Yo, every once in a while, I'll be watching a very serious documentary about something.
Yeah.
And then they have a clip of Matt Lauer interviewing someone. I'm like, oh, God, this ruins this whole section.
Or how about in, like, a bunch of comedy movies, they will do where they show, like, actual news stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's one that would always come up, like, to talk about whatever's happening in the movie and shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, ooh, somebody completely lost their credibility like that.
Yep. You hate to see it.
Yep. So Matt just straight up kind of says, oh, Zach, you brought a lot of attention to the movie, and there's something else that brought a lot of attention to the movie at the premiere. And Zach just kind of takes it. He laughs and he says, you know, I never had a pocket checking policy before the red carpet, but now I have fully instated one. And then Matt blurts out, because you dropped a condom on the red carpet.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He couldn't leave it at that.
But it's kind of embarrassing how Matt is, because he stumbles through it trying to act like he's, you know, uncomfortable with the idea of casual sex, which looking back now is like ridiculous. And Zach just laughs at him and he makes fun of him. He's like, wow, that seemed really hard for you to say, Matt. And then they just move on to talk about Dr. Seuss. So, I don't know. Is this really embarrassing? Only really because it's a children's movie premiere, right?
Yeah. On another carpet, it would have been like, it lapped off and maybe made the E-top 10 the next day or some shit.
Yeah, and that would have been the end of it.
Yeah.
Because other than that, good for you, Zach. Practice safe sex and not with Vanessa.
Teach some kids.
Yeah.
Or it's looking like a Magnum to me.
Upon closer research.
Computer enhanced.
Breaking news, everybody. May has one of those, like, in spy shows where they like zoom into a picture and it's all grainy and then it gets all clear. It becomes all HD and shit. May has that app, but only for condoms that have been dropped on the floor.
Wait, so he's on his way. Who is he seeing? Or he's like, I'll be there in 5 minutes, baby. Let me just stop by the Lorax premiere.
I think this fool just put on whatever pants he like had been wearing like that week or whatever. You know, like how you've been wearing the same pajamas, every day.
Yep. Okay. I feel you, Zach. It's okay. We all been there.
Yeah, we all been there, Zach. And no, not me. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I had written this thing and now it kind of doesn't fit in how Dr. Seuss would put it.
Oh, okay. Let me guess. Never mind.
If you have a walk it in your pocket, put a glove on it before you rock it. That's the song of I can't even talk. I'm embarrassed like Matt Lauer. Ew.
I was gonna say something more along the lines of I've always got Magnums in hand, I've always got green eggs and ham, said Zach. I am. All right, guys, well, that was this week's Afternoon Delight.
Thank you for listening. Stay in your house and hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Drama Club Pod and on the website dramaclubpod.com.
On the hotline, 505-539-0556, at our P.O. Box, P.O. Box number 27433, LACA 90027. And we'll talk to you on Thursday with a brand new Real Ass episode.
Bye.
Bye.
However, whatever with your helmet.